It's fun to preach on Marian feast days. And by the way, I'm telling you this. I said to someone earlier today, I think it's in the high 90 percentile. On Marian feast days, the weather isn't just decent and not just like kind of nice and not even real nice. They're like gorgeous days. I think she controls the weather. She's like, feast day for me, everybody gets good dose of sunshine. So what a beautiful day, right? And so we celebrate the feast of Our Lady of the Rosary today, and it's a great opportunity to talk about her, but that always leads us to talk about him, because everything about her is about him. Everything about the Blessed Mother is always, always about her son, our Savior, Jesus Christ. Okay, so Mary, such a good mother, she wants to teach us. And we need to be taught, okay? And we need to be taught in the things that matter most. That's this gospel today. Notice it starts, Jesus was praying in a certain place, right? So Jesus prayed. Imagine what it must have been like to be near Jesus when he was praying. It had to be something, because at the end, one of his disciples comes up and is like, teach us how to pray. Whatever you were doing, can you teach me how to do that? And actually, we're meant to be taught. St. Paul says we don't know how to pray as we ought, but the Spirit intercedes with cries too deep for words. And that Spirit is a spirit of adoption, right? St. Paul says, you did not receive a spirit of slavery through which you fall back into fear, but you received a spirit of adoption through which we cry out, Abba, that is Father. So watching Jesus pray, watching him pray was to see the Son and the Father in communion. And brothers and sisters, we are made for that communion. We are made for it. Mary, she teaches us how to pray so that we can get to know her son, and then he can lead us into that communion that he shares from all eternity with the Father. That's what it means to be a Christian, to be drawn into the divine life. Mary was drawn into the divine life. She's the daughter of the Father. She's the spouse of the Spirit. She's the mother of the Son. She had a beautiful and profound relationship with each of the persons of the Holy Trinity. She lived a human life, okay? That's the thing we have to remember about her. Yes, she is unique. She's utterly unique among us, but fully human. We think, oh yeah, my sinfulness, yeah, well I sin, I'm only human, right? We use our humanity as an excuse for our sins, but it's just the opposite actually. Our sinfulness is what makes us less than human, certainly less than fully human. She was fully human, because she was created as God wanted to create all of us, uncompromised, without sin, right? And that, for that reason, because she's fully human, she's the perfect mother to us. There's nothing in her that resists her loving God fully and also her loving us fully. So she's a great teacher. Teach us to pray. We need to learn how to pray. Jesus is very simple as he teaches the disciples the Our Father. The church, who's our mother, teaches us how to pray. And one of the great gifts that the church has been given is the gift of the Holy Rosary. And maybe you've prayed it before, maybe you haven't. You know, it used to be that we were raised in a Catholic culture where we knew these devotions. Now it's like people discover them, which is, it's in one sense, it's sad because we've kind of lost the depth and the richness of the faith. But in another sense, it's a great adventure as you all in your generation discover these things that have been kind of cast aside. You're like, this is amazing. And it is amazing. When I talk about the Rosary, I want you to remember that everything about her and about the Rosary is always about him. So what is the Rosary? It's not just mindless repetition of set prayers, Our Fathers and Hail Marys and Glory Bees. It's not that. What the Rosary is a great reflection on the closeness of God to us. And in particular, on the mysteries of the incarnation. See, a lot of times we think God is way up here, so distant. But the reality is, in Christianity, in and through the incarnation, God comes close to us. And his closeness to us changes everything about our human lives. Everything gets touched by his grace. And that's what the rosary is. It's a reflection on the realities of God coming so near that it changes everything about our human experience. So there's 20 mysteries, right? Mysteries of the rosary, and all of them touch some aspect of our humanity. They're categorized in four ways, right? There's the joyful mysteries, the sorrowful mysteries, the glorious mysteries, and the luminous mysteries. Well, I'm not going to go into all the different mysteries, right? But let's just talk about that. You have moments of joy in your life. Great. Good. Jesus came, and he brought joy. And the joy that Jesus brings radically transforms everything that's enjoyable about this life. And there's so much to enjoy in this life. But the fact that Jesus became one of us changes the joy that we have. It takes it to a whole nother level. There's sorrow in this life. We lose people that we love. We suffer. Things don't go the way we plan. Sometimes because of our own mess. And there's sorrow. And Jesus coming to earth changes what that looks like for us. That he is with us. He walks with us in the brokenness of life. That he didn't absent himself from it so that we know that he actually understands what it's like to suffer, to hurt, to lose someone, to be confused, to be disappointed, to be betrayed, all those things that are so hard for us. Jesus is with us. There's glory in this life. There's some amazing moments where you're like, it can't get any better than this. And it's more than just joy. It's like mountaintop moments. For some of you, it'll be when you get married or when you have your first kid. Some of you, it'll be when you're ordained or you make your religious professions. And there's glory and you're like, heaven is so close to earth. You can feel it. And sometimes it's watching a sunset and you see the glory of God. Or it's a great confession, and you're raised from the dead. Or it's contemplating Jesus in the Eucharist, and heaven pulls back the veil, and the light, the beauty of God shines forth. Perfect. God wants you to know that glory because he came close to bring the glory of heaven. And closely related to that is the light that he shines, the luminous moments, where we see things for what they are, beyond just the everyday, but into the light of God that shines, that changes everything. So we see it differently. We see the radiance of God, again, in simplicity most of the time, in a human soul, as you see someone on fire with God's love, in the gift of the Eucharist, as God doesn't leave us in the dark, but he who is the light of the world gives his very body, blood, soul, and divinity to us, in the Eucharist, to light the way for us so we can walk. As the word is preached, right? Jesus proclaims the kingdom, and there's light that shines to those who sit in the shadow of the dark valley, and we can move again, right? All those things are human, to have joy, to have sorrow, to experience glory, to have light. Jesus changes all of those things by coming close to us. The rosary is to contemplate that mystery, that God comes close, that he doesn't stay far apart from us, but he comes close. Now, I have three things about the rosary. It's simple, it's peaceful, and it's powerful. It's so simple, and we overthink this thing called following Jesus. We get all twisted up in our heads. We get confused, and that's part of it. But the Lord is simple. God is simple. Mary is simple. The rosary is simple. Just because it's simple doesn't mean it's beneath you. In fact, we all could do a lot more with simplicity in our lives, couldn't we? So if you're like, I don't know, it just seems so basic. Yeah, good, it's simple. And God moves greatly in the simplicity. The rosary is also very peaceful. And peaceful in the way that St. Paul talked about peace last Sunday. The peace that passes understanding. You go for a walk with Our Lady, contemplate her son in the mysteries of the rosary, there's a peace that comes. It's a peace that passes our understanding. It doesn't solve every problem that we have, but there's a peacefulness that enters that allows us to stay grounded, rooted in love and in trust. And it's there for you. Again, it's so simple, right? But we overlook it, maybe because it's so simple. But let the Lord give you peace. Mary is the Queen of Peace. She's the mother of the one who is the Prince of Peace, the source of all peace. So let those two help bring peace into your life, because everybody needs that. There's so much anxiety right now. There's so many people freaking out about so many things. Some of the things are big. Many of the things are small. Jesus and Mary, calm us down. Peace be with you. Mary, as the Queen of Peace, just wraps us in her mantle, her cape, and just says, peace, like a good mother. Shh, it'll be okay. Simple, and peaceful, and powerful. Mary's the Queen of Heaven and Earth. She's not just a nice person. She has queenly authority. She has maternal authority. She has power. And if you're struggling with a particular sin or you feel like the evil one's bothering you, you come right up to this statue and you take a kneel right there where that kneeler is, and you look what she's doing to the evil one. She's so peaceful, but she is crushing the serpent. And the rosary is a powerful prayer. Saint after saint after saint have commented on the power of the rosary to set us free from things we cannot set ourselves free from. Because as we contemplate with Mary, our Lord, His grace and His power comes into our hearts. You don't have to do this giant spiritual program. You just have to draw near to the source of power, which is our Lord, and then His mother. She's the Queen of Heaven and Earth. She's certainly good enough to be the Queen of our hearts. She's the Queen of Heaven and Earth. She's good enough for your heart and mind. So let's welcome her and give her authority. Say, Mary, you can fix things. You have authority. That's your job. That's what moms do. They fix stuff. They clean up messes. They fix stuff and they take care of their kids, right? That's what your moms do. And that's what Mary does. Brothers and sisters, the rosary. October is the month of the rosary. If you're not into that, please, please give it a shot. Give Our Lady a shot to form your heart, because all she does is form us in a way that helps us say yes to Jesus. The rosary, a simple, peaceful, and powerful prayer that can lead us to our Lord. And that's all she would ever want. You know, Mary's last words in Scripture are the words she would say to us tonight. Do whatever He tells you. Do whatever He tells you. Well, I can tell you something. Jesus would say, get to know my mom. Get to know my mom, because she is a gift to you. So let's take advantage. What a gift it is to have Our Lady as our mother and to have our Lord as our Savior. Mary, Queen of the Rosary, pray for us.